भगवद्गीता 9.26 पत्रम पुष्पम फलम तोयम् यो मे भक्त्या प्रयच्छति तदहं भक्त्युपहृतम् अश्नामि प्रयतात्मनः। सो हियर कृष्णा हैज बीन कॉन्ट्रास्टिंग द प्रोसेस ऑफ डेमिगॉड वर्शिप विद हिज डिवोशन सर्विस। कॉन्ट्रास्ट स्टार्टेड फ्रॉम 9.21 talked about the temporary destination of demigod worship. Tetam bhuktva sarvalokam vishalam kshine punyamarti lokam vishanti. And 9.22 talked about the eternal destination, yoga kshemam vahamyaham, of worshipping him. Then 23, 24, 25 talk about why the variation in destination. It is because there are different positions. Ahami sarva yajnanam bhokta cha prabhure vacha natamam vijananti tattve natashya vanti. Krishna says that he is the ultimate enjoyer of all fruits. That's why it is he who needs to be worshipped. Now, the wonderful thing Krishna states over here is, normally, now if we have to worship, if we have to connect with a big person, we ourselves need to have some big contacts. An ordinary person might be able to meet some clerk or some junior level officer, but if a person is himself wealthy and that person exhibits the wealth, then they may allow that person to meet, say if they are going to government office, they can meet a senior manager or even the director or the president, whatever. In a country, an ordinary citizen may be able to meet some local government officers, maybe local politicians, but for ordinary citizen to be able to meet the prime minister is going to be very difficult. So the bigger the person, the more difficult it is to meet that person. But paradoxically, Krishna will say here that whereas for the devatas we have to do big forms of rituals to worship them, but for Krishna, actually connecting with him is very simple. Although Krishna is far greater than devatas, but for approaching him, what is required is, Krishna gives four items away. Patram, pushpam, phalam, toyam. He says a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or even just a little water. So Krishna's eminent accessibility is emphasized in this verse, that no matter what happens, he does not require elaborate rituals for worshipping him. So what does Krishna require? For Krishna, devotion is his appetizer. Devotion is what makes the offering tasty for Krishna. Normally, sometimes some people suffer from poor appetite. So they don't feel hungry. And although their body is not getting enough nourishment, still, because they don't feel hungry, so they don't eat. So for such people, appetizers are required to create hunger or to increase whatever hunger is there. Then they eat adequately and then they get the necessary nutrition. So Krishna is Om Purnamada Purnamidam. He's Purnam, he's complete. He doesn't need anything from us. Naivatmana Ayam Nijalabha Purno. Prahlad Maharaj also say the same thing. What was said in the Ishopanishad, that he is Nijalabha Purno, he is complete in himself, he doesn't need anything. So, if Krishna doesn't need anything, then why do we need to offer him anything? That is for our benefit. ஆனம் ஜனா விதுஷோய் நைவாத்மனா பிரபுரம் நிஜிலாவபூர்ணோ மானம் எதும் விதுஷோ ரிலேட்டட் தட் வென் பீப்புள் ஆஃபர் இன் பிரேஸ் கிருஷ்ணா அக்செப்ட்ஸ் இஸ் ஃபார் தேர் பெனிஃபிட் So because Krishna doesn't need anything material, so he doesn't care what is the quality materially of the thing that we are offering to him. And that's how he's saying that even something as simple, something as easily readily available as a flower, a fruit, a leaf or water, he's ready to accept it. உபரிதம் இட் நீட்ஸ் டு பி ஆஃபர்ட் வித் டிவோஷன் வாட் கிருஷ்ணா வாண்ட்ஸ் இஸ் த ரெசிப்ரோகேஷன் ஆஃப் அஃபெக்ஷன் அண்ட் தட் இஸ் தேர் நத்திங் எல்ஸ் மேட்டர்ஸ் Even in this world, we see that even people who are very big, it's difficult to meet them. And often they don't make themselves easily available because they are afraid that people will want something from them, people will exploit them. Do this for me, do that for me, do that for me. So that's why they keep themselves relatively inaccessible. But if they find that there is someone who is interested in them for their own sake, that the person has come out to them out of affection, then they will also open themselves and reciprocate, even if that person be a very simple person. And that's what applies to Krishna over here, that if he sees we are coming with a devotional intent, even if what you are offering is not materially impressive, Krishna is satisfied with our devotional intent. And there are many examples in scripture of this. Shabari Datta Falashana Rama 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 Jaya Raja Rama 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 Jaya Sita Rama Naam Rama, it is said that Shabari Datta Palashan Rama Shabari Datta that which is given by Shabari Phala Ashana is accepted. So Rama accepted those the simple berries that were offered by Shabari because she offered them a devotion. And he consumed them, he ate them right there. And Shabari, according to later retellings of Ramayana, actually in order to make sure that she was offering good berries to Ram, she would taste them in the corner and then she would offer. Yet that was considered not unclean, that was not considered scandalously impure by Lord Ram. Lord Ram saw it as an expression of a sincere desire to serve. She was a simple lady in a forest. She did not have any machine to do quality control checkup. So the only quality control she could do for the berries was using her own tongue. And that's what she did. But because it is offered with devotion, Krishna accepted, Lord Ram accepted that. Now what if we feel that, okay, this is nice, but I don't have any devotion?
No, we also have some little devotion. Whatever devotion we have, if we
try to concentrate that in offering to Krishna, that itself will give good reciprocation from him.
and we'll be able to move onwards in our journey to Him. He will accept that offering and we'll move closer to Him.